money to help Syrian refugees is drying up. A ministry aid team finally reaches the flood zone in India, and Cuba's believers finally take hope out of doors. There's more about these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A year into Syria's crisis, money to help the refugees is drying up. Lebanon's Higher Relief Committee says they can't help anymore, a story that's being echoed across the board. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says most of the people their partners are helping are the ones falling through the cracks.
These official refugee numbers, they really don't tell the whole story of how many people are coming out, because many folks coming out are not registered, so they're not really official refugees. They're kind of invisible folks, so there's just a lot of need.
But BGR is feeling the funds drying up, too. Believers are opening their doors, churches, and community centers to help. BGR is helping them with supplies. As a result, the love of Christ is transforming communities.
When you care for a family who's walked out of their home country with nothing but, you know, what they've got on their back, what they can carry, and their children, and you take care of their children, what a wonderful way to make the gospel visible.
Next, Gospel for Asia Compassion Services was finally able to reach victims of the Assam floods in India. They distributed aid to 201 families. Each family had horrifying stories about watching their livestock get swept away or their houses destroyed by raging waters. Their gratitude at receiving help after losing everything was immense. The Compassion Services team is heading out with more aid soon. Pray for victims to feel Christ's love through their help. This is Mission Network News. Around 10,000 people attended Cuba's first evangelistic outdoor rally since the 1950s. The event was held by Bright Hope International Church Partners in Santa Lucia's public square at the end of June. Bright Hope's president and CEO C.H. Dyer says hundreds of people came forward to receive Christ at the meeting. The response was a timely encouragement for Christian workers who've been under a lot of pressure. Please pray that new believers get grounded. That's important. Meanwhile, for the last edition of our three-part China series, think about Bibles headed for China. Do you think of smuggling? It may surprise you to know that Bibles are actually sold legally in China's registered churches. But it can be hard for Christians to buy them since the average Chinese only makes about $100 a year. Wendell Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China, says it's not just the underground churches that are in need.
We have a lot of respect for the registered and unregistered church. They're both in desperate need of Bibles.
Bibles for China is on track to distribute 100,000 Bibles this year with Amity Press legally through registered churches.
Amity Press has 70 distribution points throughout China. So we work in concert with relationships we have in China who are part of the registered church, and we go where we have receive permission to be.
Bibles for China has another distribution coming in October.
We will be there to distribute at least 20,000 Bibles during that time.
To support the project, you can go to our website. And some say when a door closes, a window opens. But in the case of two Mission Society missionaries, it looks like when a door closes, a bigger one opens. The Dattweilers teach technology and work with kids in Ecuador. Once a week, they do an after-school kids program. But Tim Dattweiler says
they have a compassion program in a community not too far from here that's closing, and that was going to affect 40 of the children that we minister to right now.
But Compassion International and the Mission Society are working together to not only keep the kids afloat, but to reach more of them.
This program is a new program, so we'll be able to receive more children than the 40.
In fact,
by September of next year, we'll have about 130 children in this program.
So the new program will keep kids sponsored through Compassion and allow the Mission Society more funds to expand their outreach. Pray for the transition, but also pray that hundreds of kids would come to know the love of Christ in the years to come. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as other questions. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.